Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Over 200 years ago, children in Ireland were taught in hedge schools, lessons held out in fields or ditches because there was nowhere else to go. Fast forward to today, the idea of learning outdoors has come full circle, in Wicklow at least, although this time by choice. An outdoor primary school has just opened in Greystones, where children spend much of their day outside in nature. And our reporter Maura Fay has visited the school to find out more. And Maura is here now to tell the tale. So what does this 21st century outside school look like, Maura?
Well, Claire, the outdoor primary school is exactly what you'd imagine it to be. It's a very basic setup in a forest on the grounds of the SEK International School, just outside Greystones. At the moment, the school has 14 children, ranging in age from 4.5 to 11. So some more pupils will be enrolling later this year. The principal of the school is Louise Nelson. She says the aim is to give parents the option of a non-traditional school environment that still has clear structure and routine. I visited the school last Wednesday. It was only their second day in operation. I asked Louise how things had been going so far.
Well, it did lash rain yesterday on our first day, which was typical. But we just put on our waterproofs and we have a couple of little shelters here, some gazebos. We do have a couple of inside classrooms and our toilets are inside, so they're nice and dry. We have a hot meal at lunchtime. We can go down into the canteen there. So we can have little breaks inside, but the children were happy out here. Dressed properly, there's no reason why they can't do these things outside. The statistic is that 3/4 of Irish and UK children spend less time outdoors than prison inmates. So that's quite a worrying statistic. So we want to try and help get a bit more outside time in during school time.
How does being outside for the majority of time help children with their learning?
So children find it very grounding, and adults find it very grounding to be outside. There's not the overwhelm of noise from in the classroom because there's no walls for the noise to bounce off. The floor is you know, a bit uneven, so that helps with balance. It's you know, different weathers, it helps with resilience. But generally, it's just been proven that being outdoors and learning outdoors helps, particularly through play, helps children learn things quicker and the learning becomes more established.
Can I ask just how the school is funded? I understand it's a private school, so it is fee paying.
So we did spend a long time trying to become part of the Department of Education so that we could offer this out for free, because we think it's really important that education is free. However, that wasn't an option, so we've had to go with, we call it self-funded by parents, fee paying, and we've kept that as small as we can. We're a social enterprise, so it means that we're not for private profit, so we don't have any shareholders that would benefit. Any money goes straight back into the school. We have tried to keep the fee to under a creche fee, so that then if children are coming from creche, going from junior into junior infants, then it means that, you know, that shouldn't, they shouldn't be finding, you know, extra money for this. But, you know, they do have a hot meal in with this, and they don't have to buy a uniform, anything like that.
So just roughly, how much is it in fees?
So at the moment, it's $875 a month.
Okay, so that's probably working out at over 8,000 a year, I would reckon, on a quick calculation. How many staff do they have?
They have 5 staff, Claire. So all are either teachers or early childhood educators. Jan Feeney is one of the teachers there, and actually 2 of her children also attend the school. She told me about her background in teaching and why she's in favour of outdoor education.
I've been teaching for about 22 years now, in different roles as a teaching in Australia and here in Ireland, and worked in a few different schools, and have just found that it's the mainstream schools I've been working in haven't necessarily fit everybody. And my own children then, when I went on to have my own children, there's lots of neurodiversities there, and just kind of really hit home how it's important that there's other there's alternative methods of education out there, because it really, you know, if you're in primary school and secondary school and it's not suiting you, that's your whole life kind of, you know, scarred, I think, by that. So, yeah, to have just other options for parents and kids who need to be in a different environment.
We're surrounded by trees here. There's lots of colour. I feel like I'm back at Electric Picnic. Can you tell me about the setup here for teaching?
Yeah, it's fantastic for teaching because we're right in this lovely wooded area and there's like an abundance of resources just at your fingertips for whatever you're teaching about. So there's anything you want the kids to go gather can be for language or numeracy and any subject you can think of. And then we have a little seated area here with lots of tree stumps, and we sit around and we chat about our intentions for the day, what we're going to learn about, what we're going to work on together.
There's a bit of thunder there. I suppose it's the joys of having an outdoor school. You get to experience everything.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all right here. So, so as you can see, we're very protected in here from the rain. It's not actually much getting through at all. And the kids were busy building shelters today as well for a little bit of extra protection from the rain. And we had a very rainy day yesterday, but it didn't hinder play at all or any of the learning.
So that's Jan Feeney, who's a teacher. And do they follow a traditional curriculum, Maura?
So the school does follow the Irish primary curriculum, but teaching is done through an inquiry-based learning approach. So lessons are woven into children's everyday outdoor experiences, whether that's counting leaves, measuring sticks, or exploring local wildlife. They're all very curious about my microphone and how it worked. So very inquisitive children. Robin Johnston is an early years educator and another member of staff. And she explained to me what their typical school day looks like.
So we have a soft drop-off from 8:30 till 9:00. That's partially because a lot of our students here, they have siblings that go to other schools. So it's just to make parents' lives a bit easier. So most of them are arriving around then. Once they're all in and settled, we like to have a little fire circle. Well, circle it will be. Eventually have a fire in it. But where we just sit down and talk about our plans for the day. Maybe how everyone got on yesterday evening. Did anyone have any news? We always have someone to tell us something, which is nice in sunny day too. So we'll do that and we'll maybe bring forward some suggestions. And like yesterday it started with potions, and today it's gotten much more potion-y, that they want to now build volcanoes, they want to try the Mento and Coke explosion, and it's just kind of building, which is so nice to see. And then they have kind of free play for the moment. We will in the next few weeks be doing like core skills, so they will be learning to like read, write, maths, because I know people that think they're not just going to be in the woods doing nothing all day long. They will all be able to do the core skills of the curriculum, so that we'll be doing that as we get settled and finding when are the best points in the day to do it for the children, because some of them work better in the morning, some of them in the afternoon. And then we have lunch at 11:30, which is a lovely hot lunch provided by the school, where they've all said it's the best food of their lives so far. We've had two children ask for the chef to go home with them, so that's nice. And then we'll either spend a little bit of time inside the room if it's a really, really bad day, but then we'll probably come back out and continue just exploring, doing inquiry-based learning. And that's kind of it until then they go home at 2:30. So we'll probably, I don't know about today because it's a bit rainy, but we're going to try and do like a closing circle in the afternoon at like maybe 2:10, just to see, oh, what did everyone do today? Does anyone have any ideas for tomorrow? And just have a little reflection on the day, maybe if there was something that they didn't like or if there was something that they did like, and maybe we can do it again tomorrow.
So that's Robin, and it is early days for the school that just started, haven't they, year? So what has the reaction been from parents so far?
So I spoke to several parents at pick-up time and the response was hugely positive. They told me that they feel that this kind of schooling is the right fit for their child, especially those who might not thrive in a more traditional classroom setting.
My name's Lucy and I have a 5 and a 7-year-old, and we've always loved the outdoors, and the boys are just happiest when they're outside.
How have they been finding the experience so far?
Running in, it's the easiest drop-off we've ever done. They just run straight in.
Do you think
they don't say goodbye.
Do you think they learn more being out here all day?
I think it's day two. So I think first of all, they learn how to be in their bodies, and then the concentration will increase, and then they'll learn. But already they've been coming home talking about at the leaves and the counting and the nature. And then he showed me clay yesterday and said, this is kla. And so I think that instead of all those wasted hours of staring into space, you get kind of children in themselves.
Indy's very like a different type of child, so she just always wanted to be outdoors, and this whole school structure just wasn't for her. We noticed it very early on. We tried the homeschooling, which has gone very well. So she was doing a mixture of a forest school and this and homeschooling, and then when this became big, we were like, win-win. Kills and does it all. So far, I mean, it's only day two, but she ran in the door, couldn't wait. So she's just loving it so far, and it's working well for us.
So a very positive experience compared to mainstream schooling.
Very positive. I think mainstream just isn't for everybody, and it's always, it's like, you know, it's kind of what we found was very conformative, and she's like quite a non-conformist of a child anyway, and it just didn't suit her. She was getting upset. She didn't want the whole structure around being inside and everything else, and then homework and things like that were coming with it. So we found homeschooling really helped her, and just then the social aspect of this alone is just fantastic for her. So it's ticking all the boxes so far.
All right, an option for people who could afford it, and it is fee paying, we should mention again. There are parents there of pupils attending the outdoor primary school in Greystones, and that report is from Maura Fay. Maura, thank you so much. David Coleman's going to be with us at about 11:45 this morning to answer your parenting questions, and there is time to get them in. 51551 for your text messages, or you can WhatsApp us, and the number is 0870 32 32 32. Next up, though, we're going to have a debate, and the question is, should inheritance tax be reduced in the budget?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.